Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome,
We're hopeful and justice will end. Life, life matters.
Freddie Gray, Sam Du Bois, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Aaron Sterling, Jamal Clark, Jeremy McDowell, William Chapman II, Walter Scott, Eric Harris, Tamir Rice, Akia Gurley, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, George Floyd. Good evening, and welcome to the podcast, The Attic, a black perspective, an urban podcast. I want you to understand how it is that we feel. I've got the crew standing by, the messenger, baby sis, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OG out of Florida. Let's podcast.
Black Lives Matter. Hey, what's going on, podcast audience? This is that guy, Kenny Hodge, a.k.a. co-producer, and we're getting ready to have a half hour of entertainment as we present the podcast called The Attic. The Attic is a podcast. Most of the founding members are out of New Jersey, so the views more often than not are very similar. Excuse me. Are very similar. And tonight, again, with the help of my cast, we're going to try to give you that one day before the big day podcast. Hey, Cass, how you doing tonight?
Groovy, bro. Groovy.
How's everybody tonight? Everybody's good?
Yes, my brother.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, you know, there's only one thing possibly that we could talk about on this non-political podcast. Yo, what you call the race? You know, but wait a minute. Before we get to the topic, I got to start off by saying I can't really imagine the nation. Well, the nation has gotten so twisted that you actually have to campaign extremely hard to get a clown like Donald Trump out of office. I can't believe that.
Yeah,
and again, one would think that after 4 years of that shit, that everybody would be coming out in groves to make it clear. But you actually have a political race going on right now, and I find that just hard to believe. We've got one day to election, and already the number of early ballots that were cast is 72% of all the ballots that were cast the last election, and we haven't hit election day yet. And again, because, you know, I'm all blue. I'm New York Giant blue, and I'm Democratic blue. Now, one of my teams is a loser, and we can't have two losers here, y'all. one of my blues ain't holding up the end of the bargain right now, but I think this
all
Democratic
right,
blue. But I'm going to ride with him, though. Don't call me. I'm riding with him. All right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but this Democratic blue is about to come through real strong. I think, and it's just my thoughts, that all this early voting is more in favor of the Democrats than the Republicans. What do you think?
I think it's more in favor of the Democrats, but, you know, there is a part two.
Oh, no doubt. What's this? Right now, we're going to get to part two, but right now I'm just saying the early voting.
Okay.
Never,
yeah, I would go with
that. We're not going to get to the part where Trump goes to declare something went wrong, and you can't count all those votes. We're going to get to that later. But right now, I'm just saying the early votings, man, are heavy. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I was referring to is the fact that now actually the actual election night, what's going to happen is the Republicans, they'll be able to come out in droves, and they won't have these long lines that we're having. And we're going to have these long lines, machines going to break and all that stuff. So a lot of these early polling or early voting, what it's going to do is kind of help, you know, subside some of that stuff that's about to happen. But what's going to happen tomorrow is all the Republicans are going
to
come out.
No. What's going to happen tomorrow is the rest of the Democrats going to come out in groves. See, this whole early voting, again, it gave people a little peace of mind because everybody thinks it's going to be some shit tomorrow at some polls. There's going to be some voting places that's going to make the news tomorrow, and not because they was open to vote. And a lot of people want to sidestep that shit. So I'm simply saying, right now, with 72% of the votes in already, I mean, compared to all votes last year, even with the shenanigans, I'm going to make a bold prediction. I feel it coming. Messenger, I feel it. Here's my prediction, and I challenge anybody to call me wrong on Wednesday morning. Joe Biden is going to flip enough red states that it's going to be pointless for Donald Trump to start some bullshit. That's what I
believe. I believe that.
That's what I believe. I believe that.
So let me ask you this. Do you believe that? Well, because they're saying that he's going to, and this is Trump now, that he's supposed to prematurely, at some point, if he sees where he's ahead, he's just going to prematurely announce he's the winner.
It's not happening. He's going to do that. That only sets up the scenario to now challenge it. But let me tell you something. I think the American people, as twisted as we can be, I think tomorrow we're going to show our ass and we're going to say, you know what? We ain't really ready for total equality between everybody, but we ready for a little more than this bullshit my man was bringing. I think that's the message. I think that they're going to flip so many red states that it's going to be kind of pointless for Trump to hold on. And if you don't have, now again, he's going to have his base support. But let me tell you something. His base support, yeah, they can get rough, I guess, if they have to. But you got to understand something. When you're getting rough against people who are not ready to get rough with you, it's very easy to get rough. Your numbers are not big enough right now, should this man lose, that you're going to do anything except fall back and regroup. Because, see, right now, I believe the attitude of the nation is, if you start some shit, there is going to be some shit. And I hope everybody could just walk away, Biden's the president, and just be mad inside their homes. But I think that the generation today, and again, is so diverse, that I think the message is clear. If you start some shit, then okay, let's just do this shit right now, right?
If I'm not mistaken, didn't some of his supporters try to run people in Biden's campaign?
Let me say, Biden bus was going on the highway, going somewhere, and a bunch of Trump supporters with them big ass flags surrounded the bus. Well, excuse me. I won't say surrounded because the bus was moving, but, you know, they got all around the bus. And, again, there was no threats or nothing. It was just a fact of they intentionally got around his bus like that. Now, I don't know what's the message.
They took their car and ran it into, like, where the bus had to kind of swerve because they were trying to –
Biden's bus, and behind Biden's bus there was a car traveling with it. Car traveling with it tried to stay like behind the bus, but one of those truckers, you know, they took their truck. They had their truck so close to the bus, and they wouldn't let the car get in behind it. So it almost caused an accident where they were swerving and stuff. But the car was just trying to follow the bus because they were part of the Biden crew.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let them do it.
I saw a car swerving. That's what I saw.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Because he tried to get behind the bus, but Trumpers wouldn't let him get behind the bus. And so they forced him back over. As he was trying to get over, they pulled up and forced him back over, and that's what caused the car to swerve.
So, I mean, bottom line, that's dangerous. Somebody could have got hurt.
There was a subliminal message being sent there. I'm being passive aggressive right now. I just want you to think some shit could go down, but ain't nothing going down. That's all that was about. Because again, go ahead.
They blocked traffic up in New York with that same type of stuff. The trucks with the flags and stuff. They held up traffic in New York today because of that.
Well, you know, his campaign, his people who like him, they get real creative. They get real creative with their campaigning techniques, and you know, that's just what they do. But all I'm saying is, again, you watch us flip them blue, them red states. But you know, again, it all comes down again to that goddamn Electoral College. Because that could mess stuff up for a lot of people. And I think when the Democrats get in, I don't know. I can't imagine anybody with an interest for fair play to not want to eliminate the Electoral College. I think that is the dumbest shit that we could possibly do. I think that's just some shit that was put in place years ago so that we always could fall back to, we can protect this country if we need to. But you get rid of that damn Electoral College and let the voice of the people, popular vote, always win the election, I think it'll be a whole lot better. Because when you look at the breakdown on this shit, California, that's why California, Texas is big. California, Texas together. I mean, California 55, Texas 38. I mean, those are big chunks. And most of the time, California pretty much going to stay Democrat. And Texas pretty much going to stay Republican. So those two chunks are already taken.
That's not true.
But you don't think so?
That's not true. Wetzko about to be taken, bro. Texas is about to be taken.
No, you misunderstand me. I said we're going to flip. Okay, I got you. So if we flip Texas, one of their big holding grounds, man, that's going to make that path to 270 a whole lot smoother. Okay, I was saying Texas is normally Republican. All right.
Normally, but it's about to flip. They thinking it's a toss-up. Florida's toss-up, Georgia's toss-up, and Florida's toss-up. So if he get any one of them three with his regulars, that he could claim victory all he wants. It's not going to matter.
And again, we're talking Texas, Florida, and Georgia. So we're talking 38 electoral votes in Texas, 29 in Florida, and 16 in Georgia. And again, even though we're talking number of votes, I still think that whole system is bullshit. Based on, I think the voice of the people should be heard. And the Electoral College don't allow that to happen. But, you know, there are so many, big officials, high-ranking officials, or public figures, for lack of a better phrase, that are Republican, that is coming out openly supporting Biden. And that can't be good for the president. And the only thing that lets me know, or it gives me a greater sense that with that type of swing in the environment or in the country, that it's going to be hard-pressed for the Electoral College to pull some of that bullshit this year. That's what that tells me.
And that tells you correct, because that's and a lot of these the Republicans that's coming out against them, they're the established Republicans, not the BS ones they got up in the Congress now that Trump say jump and they say hi. These are people that, you know, born and raised, daddy, granddaddy, great granddaddy Republicans, and they got some kind, even though it's different from our view, but they got a principle and stuff that they stand by, and it just disgusts them to see how Trump calls himself a Republican but has none of their principles.
So let me play devil's advocate here for a minute. Okay, so let's just say it's a close race, okay? And of course we know Trump is going to contest it and he's going to want to challenge it. But, you know, bottom line, at the end of the day, it gets sent up to Supreme Court. How do you think this is going to play out then? Because we know the Supreme Court is pretty much in his pocket.
Yeah. All right. That's a horse of a whole together different color.
But it's a scenario that definitely has to be considered, because that's where Trump is leaning toward also. That's one of his like an ace up his sleeve, so to speak, that he's going to play out.
Right. If it's not a blowout, we in trouble.
See, there you go. And again, I think that's what's going to be so, again, the nation, when you speak, you got to speak loud on this one, because if anything close, then we got 4 more years of Trump. But I don't think it's going to be close.
Right.
And again, I think the number of states that the number of states that flip from Republican to Democrat is going to be significant enough that everybody's going to stand up and say, okay, we can't go against this.
Because they're not sure about Florida. They don't know if Biden is going to carry Florida or not. They think they're pretty much sure he may do Texas and Georgia, but they don't know if he will carry Florida. And with Pennsylvania, they're not 100%. They're pretty sure he might, but they're not 100%, because with Pennsylvania, they don't start counting the votes here until the day of.
Well, you know what's so funny? We talk about counting the votes. Did you know that Montana and Texas, they done? They have 100% votes in already. So whoever won Texas or how those electoral votes are going to be split, that's already decided.
That's not true.
I'm sorry. No, early votes as far as share.
Early votes. Yeah, that's
early
votes.
They have met their quota or surpassed total votes. They're at 100%. I'm sorry. Let me slow down a little bit.
Right.
Let me slow down a little bit.
Now,
yeah, all their
now with their early votes in Texas, their early votes surpass all the votes from last in 2016.
Yes. That's what I was trying to say.
So the whole
The
whole state that voted, those numbers have already been surpassed with the early vote in Texas, and that's why they really feel as if Texas might become blue.
And hey, if Texas become blue, that saves a whole lot of tragedy on a lot of fronts, man. But you know, then you hear all this talk about he won't leave. Oh, he gonna leave.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna leave. And it's so funny that regardless of economic issues or anything else right now, this whole election comes down to that goddamn coronavirus, man. This whole pretty much comes down to that. And don't get me wrong, Trump has done, as far as I'm concerned, not a whole lot of good anywhere else. But the one thing that's nationally known that everybody has eyes on, he just shows he don't care. Or his caring is very different from everybody else's. And I think that's more than anything else is going to hurt people, because I don't care how much you like them. If you're dead, you can't do nothing, man. And if we don't get this corona shit under control, it's going to start to go from cases reported to death tolls rising. And it's messed up that advanced as this nation is, because we got the leadership that we have, we trail almost everybody in trying to contain this shit. And that's unheard of. That's definitely supposed to be the other way around. We got the shit under control, and everybody else is coming to us finding out what it is we do. That's the leadership in America that the world is used to. But just 4 measly years, that shit is kind of diminished.
It's just one of the things, I mean, this guy, everything he has accused everybody else of, Obama, Biden, Hillary, everything that he has accused them of, he has done. He said, with Obama, we'd be the laughingstock of the world. What are we now? He said Hillary was crooked.
That laughingstock, that's who we are.
Yes. He said Hillary was crooked. What is he? He said Biden was old and senile. What is he? Anything he's always projecting off to other people what he is. And what gets me more than anything else, I can even understand Trump for the stuff that he say and do. I just can't understand the people that know he's lying and still go with it. That's what I can't understand. You can't fault him for trying his old crazy stuff. That's what I got to do. So you can't fault him for trying that crazy stuff. To have the masses of people that he have following behind him making these excuses.
Yeah, absolutely. And then to even hear people say, oh, you know, at this point in the at this stage of the game, to have anybody still say, I'm not really sure who I'm going to vote for yet. Are you kidding me? Are you really serious? You don't know who you're going to vote for yet? You still undecided?
Well, you know what it is, too, though? The country is so at edge, a lot of people are just scared to say. But you know who you're voting for. And a lot of people are just scared to say.
A lot of people who don't want to vote for Trump, they can't make that public because
that's right.
Wins,
yes.
If he do win, he's going to get him back. He's going to get him back. But
if he wins, he got all of us back. And we ain't got no choice.
Yep.
Right. All of us.
Everybody get in line. When I say left foot, you say right foot, and we just gonna keep lockstepping.
March on his beat.
And you know what? Minus now again, if the Electoral College pulls some bullshit, some shit, you know, I mean, we can lobby or whatever. But if he win or get close to the popular vote, then America, you ain't got nobody to blame but your own damn self. That's all I'm saying.
That's one of the things that I like about these Republicans now. Some of them, they realize he there because of me. And I realize how crazy it was. I mean, he got some power hitters against him. Half these commercials you see, campaign ads and stuff, they did that. I forgot the name of them, but they did that.
The Lincoln Project.
They put some stuff out there.
And you know what? Just to show you that he don't carry the strength that he came in 2016 where his campaign is broke, not broke, but they don't have the funds to match dollar for dollar in the home stretch with Joe Biden. Now, come on.
He don't even
he's
care.
He's done
bro.
What he was
you
supposed
to
do.
Because all that money is already in his pocket.
He's done what
he
was supposed to do.
Billions of dollars. Right, and he made off with the money that he wanted to make off with, and a lot of his stuff, he don't need the money because he just get free publicity because he's the president. They got to cover him. They don't want to, but because he's the president, so he gets a lot of free publicity. He don't need that extra money.
I think right now.
You know what I mean? He could use it, but he could still get by.
I think right now his whole campaign, they out there putting out commercials. He's doing super spreader rallies, probably as a goodbye gift to America. But wouldn't that be crazy? if okay, as part of I'm leaving, hey, you know what? I'll spread this. I'll help spread this a little bit more because I don't know if that's
what
the intent, but that's just what is happening.
That's the intent because he believes in this herd immunity. So catch it, it don't matter. He tell them, yeah, I catch it. Y'all gonna have a little cold. You're gonna feel down for a few, but then you're gonna rise up. You're gonna have a antivirus for it, a drug for it, immune to it, and you're good to go. Look at me. That's what he's telling people.
I'm throwing a yellow
flag.
They
don't have access to the health care and the doctors and stuff that he did. Whatever that stuff was that he took. I forgot the name of this. But everybody doesn't have access to that.
He tried to take the
Right, exactly. Everybody doesn't have access to that. So they won't, you know, who's to say they're going to be able to bounce back like the way he did.
Well, he's trying to take away their Obamacare. So they won't even have a doctor, much less be able to get that medicine. They won't even have a doctor to see. And they know this stuff and they don't care.
Well, all I know is America as a nation, you got to understand that you have to exercise. Again, you got to vote. You got to get your ass out there. And when you vote, if you listen to me very carefully, because I would not give you bad information. If you just don't love Donald Trump for whatever reason, just vote Democratic. Don't try to figure it out. Now, if you just a true fan, then you got to support your whole boy. I wish you wouldn't, but I know you're going to do it anyway. But if anything's undecided about who it is that you're going to vote for, just remember, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, that's all you need to know. And the rest of it, just vote straight Democratic ticket, make your day easy, and then go have some pumpkin pie. But you got to vote. And I hope everybody votes Democrat because we have to have a major victory, folks. This can't be counted within maybe 10 million votes. No, if that's too close. Anything close, we won't have a president for, by the time Donald Trump drags us through courts and everything else, you won't have a president till March or April. Meanwhile,
okay, well,
he still gets to stay there.
And remember this. Those votes don't the popular vote don't mean anything. He could have Wetchkin could have 5,000 more. It's those he got to win those electoral votes. That's
But what I'm saying is, I understand that. But yeah. If you have a major ass whipping, it just makes it harder to cover that shit up. That's all I'm saying. So anything close, even if Biden gets 10,000 more votes. Oh, that's just too close. That's all I'm saying. He could win the popular vote and still lose, but if we win the popular vote by a large enough margin, I think that those folks who may have been paid to vote another way last year, I mean 2016, I think that they'll hear the voice of the nation. I'm hopeful that they'll hear the voice of the nation, and let's get this character out of office. That's
well,
what I'm
if
saying.
They heard it by now. They ain't going to hear it.
But listen, it's different times, though, you know? And right now,
right,
I think that the money people who back Trump, I think they've got enough money right now, and he's more of a distraction than anything else. And right now, we got to let what we just did for the last 4 years, we got to let that marinate. So, yeah, it's okay if he leaves now because he keeps too much attention on us. So we're going to let him go ahead and go about his way. He did what he was supposed to do. Now they just have to figure out one thing. And that one thing is an exit strategy. How do we get him out of office without him going directly to jail? that's all they're really trying to figure out right now. Hey, listen,
District Attorney in New York told him, I'm coming after that ass once you get out.
Wait a minute, hold on. You know what he told New York? Thank you for telling me, because now my legal state of residence is California. I'm not there anymore.
It don't
so
matter.
That makes it. I know it don't matter. But it makes it a little difficult. That's all. Hey, but
well,
listen.
See, that's the shit. Okay.
As we get ready to bring this podcast to a close, I thank you for hanging out with the Addict tonight. And again, the bold prediction coming from a co-producer on this podcast is Joe Biden is going to split so many red states that a contest of the election ballot process that Donald Trump is going to put up is not going to carry the weight. And I think he's going to just slide his ass on out of the White House. I'm sure it's not going to be a traditional turnover of power, but nonetheless, he'll be gone. So if you haven't voted, let's get to the polls tomorrow. Again, you're going to have to stand in some longer lines, but you do what you have to do to play your part to ensure we get new leadership going forward. Let's say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.